Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The future of France's fragile coalition government hangs in the balance today as the Prime Minister Michel Barnier looks set to be ousted by a motion of no confidence following an intense backlash to his budget plans for €60 billion worth of spending cuts and tax hikes. Now, the French have had enough, said Marine Le Pen, who's leader of France's far-right national rally. She claims her party will support the no-confidence motion to protect the French public from a dangerous budget. Well, let's get more on this. I'm joined on the line by Lara Marlowe. Good morning, Lara, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Claire.
So Michel Barnier went on French television last night. He was defending his budget. He said he remained open to further talks with the opposition parties ahead of the vote of no confidence. But is the collapse inevitable now, or where does it stand this morning?
It certainly looks that way. Jordan Bardella, who's the leader of Marine Le Pen's party, was on the radio this morning reconfirming that the national rally will vote the no confidence motion. Something like 40 members of the National Assembly would have to change their vote for the government to survive. So the debate starts at 4 p.m. Paris time, and the vote is expected to take place around 8 p.m. this evening. France will probably not have a government from this evening. Macron is expected to name a new prime minister very quickly, but he's really going back to square one. He's going back to where he was on the 9th of July when the early election took place and no clear majority existed in the National Assembly.
And he was very much criticised at that time for calling the election for fear that this might be the outcome. It's really interesting to get the context of this because Michel Barnier did try to satisfy some of the demands for Marine Le Pen, but she seems to have moved the goalposts. So what is her ultimate aim?
She wants Macron's head. I mean, basically, the National Rally and Le Pen personally want to bring down Macron. They want to force him to resign. She said, actually, over the past week, that Macron has only three options. He can dissolve the National Assembly, but he's forbidden by law from doing that again before next June. So he's stuck with this messy, messy National Assembly. The second option is to name a new government. The problem with that is that he could see that government fall again for the same reasons. And the third option is for Macron to resign. Now, he says that the calls for his resignation are a political science fiction, that he will not resign. But both the far left and the far right want him to resign.
Mm-hmm. How likely is that option? Because it sounds to me like he can't, as you've explained, dissolve the assembly because he can't do that till next June, as you've told us there. The new government, I mean, it's inevitable that it's going to get stuck again. Like that's not going to work either. Resignation might be the only way.
They're talking. Macron is already looking for a new prime minister. And the names that are coming out are Sébastien Lecornu, the defense minister, who's loyal to Macron, but he had a secret dinner with Le Pen last summer, and he seemed to be Le Pen compatible. Another one is François Bayrou, who's an old timer, and Bayrou, like Le Pen, was charged with embezzling EU funds to pay his own party workers. He got off, he was cleared last February, and he said things sympathetic to Le Pen. I mean, her real concern is that she has just stood trial for embezzling EU funds, and the verdict is expected next March. If she's convicted, she could get a big fine, a prison sentence, and be declared ineligible for public office for the next 5 years. That would prevent her from standing in the next presidential election, which is due in 2027. So Marine Le Pen, basically like Donald Trump in the US, is trying to stay out of prison. She wants to precipitate an early presidential election, stand, and therefore, avoid prison. So that seems to be her ulterior motive. It's a long shot, but that's what she's aiming for.
Well, so interesting. So that is why Macron is going to absolutely withstand those calls on him to resign. He has more impetus to do that than he might otherwise have had, given what you've just explained to us. Now, if he appoints a prime minister who is sympathetic or acceptable to Marine Le Pen, that won't satisfy the far left. So where will that leave matters on that side of the house?
Well, it's going to be a struggle, regardless of what happens. We're in for a period of total instability, chaos, uncertainty. And the real problem is the effect on the economy, which is disastrous. France has a 3.2 trillion euro debt. Servicing the debt is now costing 60 billion a year, which is equivalent to the French defense department. So this uncertainty and instability is really affecting the markets. The French bourse has lost 10% of its value since Macron dissolved the National Assembly last summer. The interest rates being paid by France are higher than Italy, Spain, Greece. So it's political and economic chaos at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the stock market is already reflecting the uncertainty, isn't it? With the second biggest economy in the Eurozone in this awful pickle. I mean, what are the economic realities of this?
The economic realities of it is that, as you say, the second largest economy in the EU is violating all the EU regulations on deficit spending and the size of debt. The EU has got France under surveillance, but the French economy is too big to fail. Very few people think that there will be a Greek-style crisis as there was in 2012. But France really needs to get its house in order. Barnier probably sinned by overzealousness. As you mentioned earlier, he was trying to save 60 billion euro in this budget, which is a lot more than the EU was demanding. And the far left and the far right are playing to their supporters, who tend to be disadvantaged households. The concessions that Marine Le Pen had won were, for example, cancellation of a tax on electricity. She also won the reimbursement of medicines, which Barnier had scheduled to stop those reimbursements, and she won on that. And every time he would give in on something, she'd ask for something more. And her last demand was the indexation of old age pensioners' pensions to inflation. And that was just one step too far for Barnier. He said he couldn't do it. And so she's bringing the house down. Mm-hmm. But I think if she really is hell-bent on Macron's resignation, nothing is going to satisfy her. She's also running the risk of alienating some of her own voters. There are people in the National Rally who do not want to see this chaos and instability. And she's also on a tightrope because she may be going too far as well.
Yeah, but as you say, it was probably always likely that she would push Barnier too far because of, of the reasons why she wanted it to end up in this place. We've also seen the other big economy in the EU, Olaf Scholz's German coalition, is in real difficulty now. I mean, it's an extraordinary moment, isn't it, Lara? You know, we have two of the EU's most powerful states now in limbo.
In limbo when Donald Trump is about to take office. When the war in Ukraine is really in a very bad state for the Ukrainians, when the Middle East is in total turmoil, and France and Germany just aren't there for Europe, aren't there for themselves. So it's a very, very grave moment indeed.
Mm-hmm. And an unprecedented crisis. It hasn't happened since 1962 that you've had a French government forced out by a no confidence vote.
Exactly. That was Georges Pompidou. And this is also, Barnier will have served the shortest time of any French prime minister. I mean, this is amazing because he was Mr. Brexit and he was praised for being such a great negotiator. But the French National Assembly and the divisiveness of French politics will have done for him.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, considered a great friend of Ireland through that whole process, too, at that time, people will remember.
Yes, although that one of Macron's acolytes made a statement within the last week. He said Barnier comes across as a very courteous, calm man, but in fact, he's a Leclerc tank. He just rolls over you. And Barnier and Macron did not get along. They didn't really work together. Their aides are barely on speaking terms. And that, too, is part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. And are Macron's own supporters going back to his decision in June to call the election in the first place after the European elections and saying, well, if you hadn't have done that, we wouldn't be where we are now?
Very much so. I mean, Macron's popularity ratings have never been so low. I think he's in the 20s, mid-20s approval rating. A majority of French people, a poll showed this week, want Macron to resign. He is very much criticized for having called this early election when he didn't need to. The other really shocking thing for Macron supporters is the size of the debt. I mean, this just kind of happened without anyone really noticing it. Macron has, since 2017, given 65 billion euro in unfunded tax cuts to businesses. He's extremely business friendly, and he thought that this would spark some kind of, economic recovery, a huge boom for French business and so on. And that hasn't really happened. He's spent money that he didn't have. And that's why we're in this place now.
All right. But you expect that Michel Barnier will be gone as of this evening?
That certainly looks like the most likely outcome. Barnier said last night on television that he didn't really believe there would be a no-confidence motion. Macron has also said he didn't believe it could happen, that he called it unbearable cynicism on the part of the politicians who are threatening to bring down the government. But it's very hard to see how it can be avoided at this point.
Laura, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Laura Marr. Now, coming up next, will the housing market improve in 2025? Stay with us.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.